Here we are. Fargo Talks Fargo. Final hot dish.
Final hot dish.
The pantry has no more Campbell's.
Cream of mushroom.
Cream of mushroom soup.
No more French's fried onions.
Nope. It's just...
No more canned green beans.
Nope.
We've used it all up for this final hot dish.
This is it. This is where it goes. Hey, it's been fun, though. It's been
fun. I can't believe it's coming to an end already.
But I don't think it really is.
A little birdie tells us there may be another journey.
I feel like that. It could be true. If you want to know about that, you'd have to go back and listen to the episode we released earlier today with Jeff Russo. Maybe he let a cat out of the bag he wasn't supposed to, but we got that on tape.
Or maybe we didn't.
He could be talking about anything else, though, too. Still, it was awesome to have Jeff on.
Yeah, for sure. That was fun.
Yeah.
I
don't know where to start. I mean, when you have something like this with like a finality to it like this, what do you even do, you know?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Where do you start? Do you really talk your way through it, or do you just like...
Well, let's start off with this. If you haven't seen the last episode of FX's Fargo, don't listen to this podcast right now.
Yes, there's our big fair warning. Turn this off. If you were
it's just the hot
out,
dish, watch the show, come back, the dish will still be warm.
Yep.
It can always be reheated as well.
Well, yeah, or, you know...
It's just as good.
And then here's the thing. This is to anyone who's listening to this later. You know, I mean, think about this. This will be out there when people are downloading it on Skype.
Skype?
Netflix and stuff.
I want to watch these shows that you watch on Skype.
They're great. Mostly just me watching you work. Okay, let's talk about the show.
A few things.
Tell me something, Sharpie. Tell me.
You were right about Grimley.
I don't know if I'd say I was right. It was just I thought that's the way it was going to go.
Yeah. Secondly, you just can't trust Grimley with a gun. He's got a hot finger, man. He just shoots. The dog catcher. The mailman chasing the dogs.
You went straight to it, though, after we were just talking about where do you go except the end, and you pretty much kind of go to the end.
Well, I'm talking about all the things you were right about.
Yeah. The one thing.
And then we've got Molly taking over.
Did I call that?
I probably did.
We gotta go back. I'll try to find some time. Maybe see what happens before we do our because we'll do our last recap tomorrow night.
Okay. So let's...
And I think here's what I'm gonna suggest to you right now on the hot dish is that we don't have to do a huge breakdown tomorrow night. So before you and I talk again tomorrow, let's talk about the episode tomorrow and then also... Maybe let's come up with a few of our favorite moments.
Okay.
A year in review show. Smashed together with the final.
Okay.
Ending of this season of FX's Fargo with Fargo Talks Fargo.
That'd be cool. A little best of recap.
Yeah.
I like it.
I feel pleasantly, I'm okay with the way it ended because I think I've said even an episode or two ago before the jump, I said, you can't tie everything up.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Not everything ends like the Shawshank Redemption. You know what I mean? Not everybody gets to show up in San Juan Teneo, walk onto the beach and, you know, yay. That's not real. Then again, neither is the show. I understand that this is fiction, but,
what?
I will say this, I'll say this, Sharpie. Here's the deal. Remember how I've been kind of arguing for this? Bill Oswald does suck at his job, but he sucks at a job because he's got a heart.
Yeah.
And he, boom, I'm telling you, man, that was it. That scene, and that scene also solidified my earlier view that Molly and Bill Oswald have a better relationship after that time shift. Because she even cares. She's like, oh, come on, you know, and he's just like, I'm not cut out for this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's...
And he kind of starts to take, the back seat as she's kind of running the department, even though she's not even the chief yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like he stored up a lot of that death. I got to the 1 hour mark and was like, holy shit. they're going to have to wrap this up in like 26 minutes.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. But still, you know, a fairly good body count, not overwhelming by any means. It is tough. Where do you start?
I'll start with this because I don't want to go heavy breakdown, but I knew Lester was going to be screwed in this whole thing bad the minute he called from the payphone at Lou's.
Yeah, because you just can't.
It's like, hey, you just originated a phone call like next door to the place you're supposed to be using as your alibi, and then he touched the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, dude, you're screwing up here. And I don't mean that as they wrote it as a screw up. I mean, that's
just Lester being not quite the sly guy he thinks he is.
That is my, you're out of your fucking element, Lester. Right? Shut the fuck up, Donnie. So yeah, I think that's where he was buried from the get go. But, I'll say this before I forget. Obviously, back to his red coat. I really feel like I should have picked up on the idea that Lester was this red fish in the middle of all the other fish, and that his, I don't know why I didn't think about it, like his death would end in water if he did actually die.
I guess we don't know, but you gotta think. As soon as he was wearing that and he took off in that snowmobile, I was like, still holding on to that jacket? Was it a different jacket, though?
Okay. No, it was a different jacket. He didn't, like, go get that off.
Because I thought it was, and I was like, oh my god, he's still holding on to that thing?
Oh, for a minute, though, I thought he was going to manage to somehow get those tickets out of her pocket. But then I realized that you can't wrap this movie up if he continues weaving webs. Yeah. Spiders, by the way. We never did, you know. I feel like we never got that answered. I still want my Noah Hawley, Sharpie, and I. We still want to talk. We have so many questions. Did you notice that the 613 was brought up once or twice in the episode tonight?
We still got time to talk to Noah.
I hope so. I think that would be fantastic.
The show can go on. And hey, if they announce, if they do end up announcing, I don't know, would you call it a sequel? You wouldn't?
No, most definitely not. I don't know. I mean, I guess
they've been calling it a 10-hour movie whole time.
I would have a hard time imagining to bring it back and be like, Wrench, I do think the money leaves the window open for something getting reburied. But I liked the idea that Gus killed him pretty much unarmed.
I don't know. I kind of feel like he stole that from Molly.
Molly? Here's the reason I'm glad he stole that from Molly. Molly wouldn't have shot him.
Well, she certainly wouldn't have gone the route Gus did.
I don't think she would have shot him. She would have reasoned with him and tried to put him in cuffs and do the, you know, quote unquote right thing. And I think Lauren would have
got the best of her and got a twofer.
You know. Possibly. And here's the deal. Allison Tolman, total hats off to her for doing what she's done. I mean, I can't imagine the shoes she's had to fill this season, standing between, you know, with the cast of characters around here and the talent. I would have never, if no one had told me, I would have never guessed this was like her first real big thing. Would you?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I've never seen her.
I mean,
before
I really don't. Yeah, but I mean, like, if somebody wasn't like, oh, hey, you know, if you just imagine if you saw this blind and you're like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I mean. I'm just saying, she held her own very well, and I think they built to that point. But I feel like if they would have had her get that total just dessert in the end, that it would have been a little bit too much Marge. Mm. She's pregnant, you know, and maybe Noah Hawley wanted us to lead us that way. You know what I mean? Life changes at the drop of a hat like that, and that's the way it could have been.
Oops.
Hey now, who you dialing? You calling? You making a phone call real quick?
Do you?
I won't be able to. Be, I have now. That means I have to cut and put your Skype thing back in there. So that makes sense.
Do you think?
Go ahead. You were saying.
Did you think anything of the show they were watching? Whatever that Howie Mandel show is.
The money or leave it, or I'm Howie Mandel and I can't shake your hand show. What is that show? It's the one where they cut to like the banker person, like offering you money.
Did you?
I just about called it win, lose, or draw.
Did you read into that at all, like as a reference to maybe that money sitting out there?
A little bit, and I also thought about it briefly while I was waiting for you on your West Coast time. I was thinking about it briefly, very briefly, to be honest with you, about that Deal or No Deal is about yes or no answers. Just like yes or no. Do you want it, Lester? Is this what you want? Do you want me to kill this guy? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why would you? Do you think it has some
nope.
sort of?
No, I don't. I think I'm.
I mean, and I also think it could just be something as simple as, I mean, think about the amount of like Midwesterners who just sit around and watch Deal or No Deal, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, just like other people all across the country. I mean, it's just painting them as like nice bread and butter average Americans, regardless of the evil that has been kind of transpiring in their world, that they know how to get back to what matters to them.
Just Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what says America more than a bald man who won't shake your hand? Sorry, I shouldn't make fun of his OCD, but whatever. Or his germophobia, whichever one, all the above.
So overall, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm glad we didn't come back to Milos Stavros, Stavros Milos. I'm glad we didn't come back to Gina.
I think I was right, or we were right in talking about the time shift that Noah used was A, good, because everything doesn't tidy up within an episode of Law and Order life, you know, and it's an easy way to just be like, that's some bad shit that happened to those people, and there it is, it's in the past.
It's so awesome too, because it was such a big part of, well, all of our lives as we went on this journey. And now it's just what it is. It's a part of it, and we just continue on. Just kind of.
I'm less interested in Milos than I am in how things wrapped up around Don Chump. Just because it was such a big thing, shooting out the window at people. You know, versus, hey, I got crickets in my store and some fish fell out of the sky and killed my son and my.
Or my what about Chaz?
Oof. He and Kitty, they're going to be reunited soon. He's going to come home to find out that Gordo has been also storing bags of shit in his closet now.
He's graduated to bags of shit.
Yeah. He's saving them for like a serious neighborhood, like knock on your door, flaming bag of
and water balloons full of piss.
Oh, yeah. He's obviously going to be acting out with a dad around. He's mad. Angry at his dad for doing what he did. No, I like it. I mean, I do. I just think ending things is always hard. You know what I mean? Like, basically, Noah Hawley's got to break up with us for about a year. Or forever in terms of this story.
And who knows if Noah Hawley will be the one to pick it up.
Yeah. Well, they signed that contract with him, I think. But, Budge and Pepper got to eat shit. I did love bringing back the couple from the Bow Monk agency from episode one.
Yeah.
They were in the diner. Lester walks by him. And then eventually, there he is. Slightly, accosted entirely by Lorne, and And I bet you he was wishing he'd bought that life insurance. Very, very nice parallel too to the weird conversation he had with Gus early on about his, you know, Lauren and Gus about the daughter, and the other guy's like, I have a daughter, and somehow he, I feel he let that guy go because the car was gone.
That's true. Good call.
I have one weird question. So you murder two FBI agents in the driveway. You're about to go inside and kill another guy. Why bother drag those two people all the way to the backyard behind a wood pile?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking that...
Like, hey, there's some giant red streaks that run from my front yard to my backyard, and there's missing FBI agents. Did he think that Lester would maybe be like, maybe they're just spilling Kool-Aid?
Yeah, because it's not like he went to go clean it up even more. He just kind of dragged him over and then went right to it. I don't know.
Final. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe it was part of a plan to kill Lester and then cover it all.
I was really hoping one of them would end up in a wood chipper back there in the backyard next to that wood pile. But at least we got to see sort of a final tribute to the movie with the dealer plates.
That, and I sent a text message while I was watching the show because I didn't want to tweet it because I was trying to be somewhat nice, not spoilery, and talking about stuff. But the fact that Lauren had an opposite wood chipper going before he died. His entire body was together except for his leg.
That is,
you know, the yin to the wood chipper yang.
That is true. Good call.
Until Gus put a couple holes in him. And it was obviously a tie back to that, the bear trap comment earlier. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about the final hot dish. I mean, do you have any other things you want to add, or should we just save it up for tomorrow and have ourselves a lovely conversation and a nice episode recap and a season recap, and maybe sometime between now and then, you know, Noah Hawley will call one of us and be like, "You guys just are so fun."
Just put that Noah boner back in your pants, Bill. I can see it.
Oh,
it's poking you in the beard. Right.
But I think we'll wrap it up. Let's declare this hot dish properly tempered in the oven. We can pull it out, let it cool down, because you know you never just dig right into a hot dish.
The dishes are done, man.
Boom.
Well, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
All right, well,
reference there.
No, they're inside the house. So yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Does that sound good?
Good night, folks.
All right, see you then.